There are two points that you need to consider when you think about a threat assessment for Al-Qaeda. The first is the status of the network, and the second is the ability of the network and parts of the network to conduct overseas attacks, i.e. attacks in Europe and in the United States. As far as the overall network is concerned, there's been a very distinct shift of activity away from South Asia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Central Asia, towards Africa. Both coasts now host the largest Al-Qaeda affiliates, i.e., on the western coast of Africa, in West Africa, JNIM, a coalition of Al-Qaeda affiliates that operated in North Africa and in West Africa before. And on East Africa, the numerically largest affiliate worldwide of Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, is operating. This is really the center of gravity as far as resources, weapons, money, and fighters is concerned. But both parts, luckily for us so far, seem to be concentrating in simply gaining control over territory and more resources and more fighters by expanding in West Africa, and Al-Shabaab is expanding in Somalia and is waiting essentially for the withdrawal of international troops of the African Union Transition Mission in Somalia, which is scheduled for the end of this year or the beginning of next year, to really attempt to take over the entire country.
So, Hans, if you don't mind, thank you for that overview. Let me ask you some specific questions here. Who runs the organization, Al-Qaeda, these days?
Yeah, that's a hotly debated topic at the moment. The top leadership of Al-Qaeda is still in Afghanistan. And the very top leader, there is some discussion if Saif al-Adel leads Al-Qaeda or not Al-Qaeda, or doesn't lead Al-Qaeda, he's in Iran. But all of the top leaders that were around Ayman al-Zawahiri are still in Afghanistan. But they are integrated into the Taliban structure, and the fighters that were still in Afghanistan are integrated into the Taliban special forces structure. And now the question is, how much, apart from propaganda control, does the top leadership still have in operation control? My argument is, as it is with the Islamic State network, the actual top leaders of Al-Qaeda are no longer really necessary to control any operational matters of the various affiliates. So for me, the fact that they are safe in Afghanistan protects the existence of the network, where you need a top leadership that everyone swears personal loyalty to. And that's good enough. They don't need to conduct operational control over the affiliates in Africa or anywhere else.
So let me ask you how they operate these days. How strong is this overall organization in terms of comparisons to previous years with Osama bin Laden and the 9/11 years?
Yeah, so as far as size, territorial control, and fighters is concerned, ironically, larger than ever. Because under Osama bin Laden, this was a very much focused network on Afghanistan that trained individual cells and fighters to conduct spectacular operations outside Afghanistan. Then we had the transformation between 2001 and 2021, really, of the network into a networked organization that was relying on affiliates both inside as well as outside Afghanistan, in primarily also AQAP in Yemen, to expand the network globally, but also in particular, when we're talking about AQAP in Yemen, to conduct foreign operations, i.e. attacks in the US and attacks in Europe.
Hans Jacob Schindler is a senior director at the Counter-Extremism Project. JJ Green, WTOP News.